Shugyokai, where the question, what does that rope mean, turns out to require a detour through 8th century chronicles, Shinto cosmology, and a grand sumo champion's ceremonial belt.
Latex Space Coyote has a piece out that traces exactly that territory. Sacred boundary making in Japanese ritual, from the earliest surviving mytho-historical texts through to modern embodied practice.
Let's start with what a rope and a folded paper strip are actually doing, and why the answer is more consequential than it first looks.
The central question here is what Shimanawa and Shide are actually for, not as decorations, but as material practices that organize how people, places, and attention enter into relation.
The post draws a sharp distinction early on, and it's worth sitting with. The claim about what a Shimanawa communicates is put this way. A Shimanawa, therefore, does not always say simply, do not cross. More often it says, this is not ordinary passage. Approach differently.
So the upshot is that a sacred boundary is less a prohibition than a change in the conditions of conduct. It marks where casual behavior ends and attentive behavior begins.
And that reframe carries real weight once you follow it through the material. Shimanawa appear before shrine sanctuaries, around trees and stones, across temporary ritual enclosures, the himarogi, and even worn by a yokozuna. In every case, the rope is not sealing something off. It is specifying how approach must change.
The post traces this back to the Kojiki narrative of Amaterasu's withdrawal into the rock cave. When she finally emerges, a figure named Futodama stretches what the text calls a shirikumenawa behind her and declares she may not return inside. The rope does not produce the light. It prevents the recovered light from being withdrawn again.
Which is a genuinely useful image. The boundary as a vow made material, rather than a wall.
Shide work alongside Shimenawa in this grammar. Attached to a rope, they make the sacred border conspicuous. Their light material catches wind and motion, continually redrawing the boundary in air. Attached to a staff as a gohei, they carry the history of offerings presented to kami. Gathered on a horaigushi or onusa, they become components of a purification implement moved across the body during harai.
The post is careful to keep those functions distinct. Gohei and horaigushi are not interchangeable, even when they look similar. A gohei begins with offering and presentation. A horaigushi is specifically the implement of the sweeping purification motion.
There is also a philological layer worth naming. The word musubi, joining, relational creation, accord, is often paired with these objects. But the post draws a careful distinction from the archaic musuhi, found in early divine names like Takami Musuhi no Kami. Kokugakuin University's philological survey supports Musuhi as pointing toward generation and becoming, not literal rope tying. The post holds the two strands together. Musubi is not merely a finished knot. It is the activity through which distinct things enter a relation capable of producing something further.
And that generative sense extends all the way to Ueshiba Morihei's Doka, 20th century martial poetry that reactivates this same mythic vocabulary. The rock door opens again. Purification is an active reordering of relation. Joining is followed by custodial responsibility.
The post is explicit that the Doka are not historical evidence for ancient meaning. Their importance is that they demonstrate how old images can continue to work upon a modern body.
So the rope is not an artifact. It is an ongoing practice. And the paper tears, and the rope weathers, and both must be renewed. The maintenance is the point.
Which brings the whole argument to its coda. Musubi is not the possession of harmony. It is the labor of joining what must not be allowed to fall apart.
A boundary that teaches approach rather than enforcing refusal. That's a frame with range well beyond shrine precincts.
The labor of renewal is the thread that runs underneath all of it. Next time, we'll see where else that thread leads.